It is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. The time is 7:54. We are calling the Lake Point City Council to order at the Lake Point Fire Station, 1528 Sunset Road. We are first going to have a prayer by Ryan. We'll be led in the pledge by Hannah. We'll go to that point.
Our Father and ever grateful that we can meet here tonight. Grateful for the safety of those who have traveled through tonight and attended, and the time and preparation that's gone into this meeting for the canvas and other matters tonight. We are grateful to serve Thee and to serve this community and the many blessings that has bestowed upon this community and us. We ask for a good meeting, that we may go through the items we need to in a timely manner, and we're grateful for all Thy love. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, I am presiding at this meeting, Jonathan Girard. We're going through our attendance. So, I am here, Jonathan Girard. Ryan?
Here.
Doyle?
Here.
Kathleen?
Here.
Jamie?
Here.
So, four members of the council present and our city recorder. We are on to item 6A, which is our election canvas by Board of Canvassers.
Okay.
So, do you need to say?
I have lots to say.
Okay. So say what you need to say.
Okay. Thank you.
And then let me know when. First time, you know.
This is awesome. Okay. Good evening. My name is Jamie Olson. I'm the Lake Point City Recorder. I'm here to present the Board of Canvassers the canvas report for the 2023 Lake Point election. The office that appeared on the ballot for Lake Point was the office of Lake Point City Council. In attendance as canvassers, board members are Jonathan Girard, Ryan Zumwalt, Doyle Girard, and Kathleen Von Hen. I'm going to read the report now. The number of registered voters total is 1,575. Total number of ballots cast was 636. Total voter turnout, total percentage is 40.38%. The name of the candidates on our ballot were Kirk Pearson, Doyle Girard, and Kathleen Von Hatton. I will now read the voter precinct report. In precinct LP01-1, total registered voters is 1, ballots cast 0. Voter turnout total is 0%. Number of votes for each candidate was 0. In Lake Point, or LP012, registered voters total was 754. Total ballots cast was 204. Voter turnout percentage is 27.06%. Kathleen Von Hatton had a total number of 129 votes at 37.18%. Kirk Pearson had a total number of 114 votes at 32.85%, and Doyle Girard had a total of 104 votes at 29.97%. Total votes cast is 347. In LP02, registered voters is total is 820. Ballots cast total is 432. Voter turnout total percentage is 52.68%. Kirk Pearson had a total number of 262 votes at 35.03%. Kathleen Von Hatton had a total of 251 votes at 33.56%, and Doyle Girard had a total of 235 at 31.42%. Total votes cast in LP02 was 748. Total votes for Lake Point City Council is for Kathleen was 380 votes at 34.70%. Kirk Pearson, 376 at 34.34%, and Doyle Girard at 339 at 30.96%. Total votes cast, 1,095. The two candidates with the highest number of votes were Kathleen Von Hatten and Kirk Pearson. Your report is complete.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
So you will need a motion.
I will motion to accept the results and certify the election. Okay. We have a motion on the table and a second.
Oh. Roll call.
I'm like, I don't think I need to say further discussion at that point, right? There is none. All right. Roll call vote.
Jonathan.
Yay.
Ryan.
Yay.
Dan. Not Dan. Dan is absent. Doyle.
Yay.
Kathleen.
Yay.
So passed by all those present for the council members who are also the board of canvassers. We're acting as the Board of Canvassers
yes.
at this time.
Board of Canvassers.
We are done with item 6A, so we're going to 7A, which is a presentation.
Thank you. Hannah, thank you for coming, being patient with us.
I was not going to move a baby as long as he was.
That's all right.
I'm staying for us.
Yes, this has been a fun night. I'm just going to read this. On behalf of the Lake Point City Council, we thank you for your volunteer service and express our grateful appreciation for your work you did over the 6 months you served on the inaugural Lake Point Planning Commission. We appreciate your contributions to the team working on the city land use ordinances. We appreciate your research provided and your insights and feedback to the City Council as part of your service and being a resource for questions from citizens on planning items. Thank you for your service and the time you sacrificed to contribute as Vice Chair and as a member of the Planning Commission. We wish you well in all you do in the future. So we don't have everyone here to sign this. I want to make sure we sign it, but we created you a nice certificate for your service. We learned through filling your spot, your remaining term, and feedback from the Planning Commission that it's hard. You did a lot, right? You took on all the interaction with all the community, right? All the applicants, all that, and we're very, very grateful, and we wanted to recognize all you did because it's been hard to find someone that can do that role that you did, and it's a loss not having you on there because Jim said you guys worked really well together too, you know, and things went really smoothly. So they're adjusting also, but that's all I have. I'll turn it over to anyone else that has any comments.
Said you an email afterwards, hopefully you got it, but I want to say thank you for the work you did above and beyond and we appreciate that extremely. With no one, I don't think realizes how much starting a new city entails, and we really appreciate you doing and sacrifice of your family that comes with it.
Thank you, and I'm sorry that I left you guys high and dry.
No, you're fine. We still have six. It's totally good.
Like, it was like
it's totally good.
A list of things, and I went, that was the only thing they could give.
Yep, you are always the priority in your family, and that's what we tell everybody.
I'm
family
hoping
first.
That everything else is working out for you.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
Okay. Yeah, family and yourself always come first.
Do you have anything, Doyle? Yeah. Hannah, I really do appreciate the time that you served. I appreciate the dedication that you had. And I know that you pulled a lot of weight. As I watched it, I experienced it. I was on the other end of the phone call occasionally. I was in the meetings here. I watched you and a couple of other planning members pull a lot of weight. And our city is better for it. Our city is better because you were there. And it will continue to be. You're still here. You're still here. You're still part of the city. And I know that you still care. I know that you're still involved. I appreciate your time away from your family. and from, well, paying attention to the citizens. I think when we had everybody come in, one of the number one thing for me was that people were heard, that they were listened to, that they were understood. And I think that you actually fulfilled that to the highest caliber or expectation that I could have ever imagined. So thank you very much for your service.
Thank you. I'm going to just make sure we...
I don't know why I'm crying. I just felt so bad for having to step down.
Not at all. It's...
See, I'm just hoping
I just
that,
control
that your projects will move forward the way you hope.
I'll move forward however they move forward, and if they things need to be fixed, we fix things, and hopefully... I don't think we ever get it right the first time, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think, for the most part, everybody wants the same end result.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how we all go about getting that end result that's the important part. And honestly, I want to congratulate both of you. That was a very close. Like, that's the closest election I've ever seen, ever. And you guys, I don't know. You both know I was voting for Kirk. But that's because Kirk, I mean... I've been friends with Kirk for 2 decades.
Great guy.
And I know him, and he's a good guy, and we have a lot of the same things, but that I was not voting against either one of you. I never told anybody who I voted for other than I'm voting for Kirk, because I think you guys both deserve all of the platitudes and applause for the time and energy and effort that you have put into building this city, and I appreciate all that energy and time away from your families and sorry, the energy, and I want to thank you both for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anne.
We all want best for Lakewood.
We do.
Yes, and we have a really good core group of people that are sacrificing volunteer time on
mm-hmm.
both commission in the community, because you're still helping drive people to our meetings and getting people active, so that's good. And we just felt that we needed to recognize your contribution, because it was, like Kathleen said, above and beyond stuff that, you know, if you weren't doing it, then it would have come to Jamie or Shaylee and with everything else we were launching at the same time, waste and everything, I don't know how we'd get it all done. So,
did a great job.
So I'm going to get this signed by everyone, and then I'll drop it by.
Thank you.
So.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for staying.
Thank you so much.
I was shocked when I saw the baby. I'm like, oh, it's so bad. You had to wait so long.
No, I'm looking
he's,
at this going
he's been having fun.
That's, yeah. As long as he doesn't wake up when you get out of the car. That's the kicker.
That's the kicker.
Yeah, if you can get him out, they just stay in the car seat for a little while.
Driving around for a little while.
That's kind of the... I think that's going to be the...
There is a lot of cops on SR36, so just don't go over the speed limit.
Okay, I'll probably just stay here in town.
We try to stay within somewhere close.
I told her stay under 70 on the way home.
Like under
it
the
was,
10, under the
yeah,
over 10.
Kept it at the 9.
You passed me many
times. Yeah, but I was still on 7. Neither of us were.
That's true. You did good.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, well, we could have left earlier, but we thought he was here, so we just were listening to the rest
of
the
meeting. No, she was working hard.
It was a fast meeting. Their meeting was really fast.
Our assumption is he thought one of you were coming, so...
Well, he told them that we were going,
we
but
can.
That's all
right. I motion to adjourn.
We do have public comment listed.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
If there's any public that wants to speak. Okay. So I say that we go to item number 9, which is adjournment. So
a motion to adjourn.
I second. We're adjourned at time 8:08 p.m.